because I would look around and the master machinist in the machine shop then, he made a full week, was making $27.50, you see. That's the master machinist. So you didn't have much to look forward to, and I knew that he had been there a long time. So he said, well, I can get you a job up here sampling or something, you know. Cereals, I was a general food salesman and made Post products, you know, Post cereals, Post toasters. And they owned Maxwell House Coffee. They owned about 26 nationally advertised grocery items. And I had had it. And I had had experience in the grocery business because I was raised in one. So I went up there, was in 1936, and put an application for sampling. That was supposed to pay me about $27.50 a week. That's where I was going to start, and my expenses, which he said I could make some money on my expense account. I would hire a crew of boys and go ahead sampling all around Chicago and Michigan and the area of states. And we filled out the form for sampling. The night before he turned in my application, he called me. This is a kind of odd thing for you don't see today. He calls me, he says, Shine, he said, do you think you, I was 21 then, so 20. He said, do you think you could pass for 24 years old? That was before Social Security, you could lie, you see.
I said, well, I don't know, what do you think?
He said, well, he said, I think so. I was pretty mature and I was married, you know. He said, I'm going to change your age to 24, and there's a retail sales job which will pay more money, you know, and it's a permanent setup. It won't be a part-time. It's a retail sales vacancy in the morning hour. And he said, I'm going to turn your application to retail for retail sales work, and it would be a better job. It would be more permanent and pay you more money. But I have to pay. Don't believe that a boy, a man of 21, is mature enough to take on a retail sales guy. I said, well, go on and turn it in. He said, well, I got an interview set up for you in the morning. So that's what we did. We turned in an application for retail sales work. And I got the job without any trouble. I had a little amusing interview with the fellow, because I really think the fellow knew I wasn't 21. But he happened to be from the South. He was from Memphis, Tennessee, and he was sitting in as district manager in Chicago because Mr. Roberts, the district manager at Chicago, was in Europe on vacation. So we had quite an interview. He hired me. He says, end of kidding me for about 30-40 minutes during the interview, he tells me to go out and make some pictures and come back tomorrow, and he would see what he could do. I asked him, I said, well, if I get the job, I said, how soon would I go out there? He said, I didn't say anything about you hiring you. He said, you know, just to keep you up. He said that. He said, you just go get the pictures made and bring them back here tomorrow. So I did, and when I got back to the apartment that night, this little called me up. He said, what in the hell did you do in there today? I said, I didn't do anything but answer a lot of silly questions. He said, well, they have been laughing at you, at this southern drawl, you know.